Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place, where the stars and stripes and the eagles fly.
USA, baby, welcome
to What's On Your Mind, Monday edition of the program. I'm Scott Hennon. Open phone time here in this first half hour for you to tell us what's on your mind. I'm Scott Hennon. Todd Mitchell is here.
Hard work pays off the way.
Take a bow, Todd.
Oh.
Get your head on.
Oh, I got a hat on.
Microphone there.
Oh,
got a twins hat on today.
Twins. Training, as a matter of fact.
Wow. Still has the tag on it. Is that a thing now? Leave the tag on?
Well, this is because it's a special edition hat. The other tags are off, so.
Okay.
I did have one of them on for like forever and then realized, oh, I should probably take that one off.
Do you have, do you leave your tags on your caps, Kev?
I do not.
Kevin Fisher?
No.
But if you get really a special edition one, like
oh well, yeah, that probably. But then you're now something you're supposed to wear those. Those are collect. Put that in a cabinet somewhere.
What, the little little tag?
A collector hat there.
No, I don't know what that
commemorative
means. 47.
Commemorative.
Throw it away after I pass away.
There you go.
Might as well wear it and get some use out of it.
That was in the special bin.
Yeah.
She's going to go, I don't care, and throw it away. Mm-hmm. I know her.
I want to give you a quick run-through on what we're going to do in the program today. Before I do that, let me tell you about the next couple of days, and even look ahead over the next couple of weeks. I don't know about you, but I'm now very much today in the mode of it's July 11th. I'm going to blink here at the end of the week, and we're going to be halfway through July. I do not want to have summer zoom by without enjoying every moment of it. You guys with me?
Absolutely. Amen, yeah.
So we're going to do as many outdoor What's On Your Minds as possible here in the coming days. I'll tell you a little bit about that. Tomorrow on the show, we have a special talk radio town hall with the chairman of the Republican Party in North Dakota, Perry Schaefer, and the chairman of the Republican Party in South Dakota, Dan Lederman. They'll be on together for a full hour. I could be reading this wrong, folks, but it seems to me as though, despite the fact we have a very, very, very strong red state, heavy-duty Republican-elected statewide office holders, legislature, the whole thing, our federal delegation, in both places, very, very strong Republican. There's still an enormous amount of frustration with Republicans. Am I right or am I dreaming that, guys?
No, you are right.
I'm
you
right.
are right.
I see the emails, the texts, and all of that, too.
Yep, okay. So do I.
It's like
so rhino.
Why is that?
Rhino's got to go.
Why is that?
I think that the level of fight is what I kind of came up with.
Everybody up to the name, yep, the hype. Just get elected, exactly, and then all of a sudden go, nah, I'll just go.
And everybody fights differently. You know, some people fight dirty, different tactics. I just think that but those that are on the right side, just they want more fight. They want more. They want less word salads and statements and greetings to you and your listeners, and they want serious fight.
Remember what you said to get elected, and then actually do it when you get to Washington. Don't just cave and go, well, I'm going to go with the flow because I want to get along with everybody. No.
That's what Donald Trump did. Right? He wasn't out to make friends.
Not at all.
Yeah. So, although
in fact, it was exactly what we wanted at that time, a Washington outsider, real-world business experience. It's exactly on paper what we wanted, so we got him in, and somebody willing to actually fight the fight.
Mm-hmm. And that defined the fight. So now they want more fighters like that. We want more fighters like that.
Now, his policies were perfect. I mean, they were really perfect.
Really good.
And I would argue sometimes he went a little too far to sort of get along. Remember the whole deal over the, you know, handout checks for COVID relief, and, you know, it didn't end up passing. But, you know, there were a few things that, but by and large, his policies were fantastic. I would argue his tactics were what was needed for the time. But if you dialed those back, even 20%, but on the other hand, I think most Republicans right now need to dial it up about 40%.
Exactly.
In the tactics category. So that's my take. Anyway, tomorrow on the program, your chance to tell the leaders of the Republican Party what it is you want, and also give them a chance to say, listen, we've heard you, and here's what we're doing. So good dialogue tomorrow. Wednesday, Congressman Kelly Armstrong will be here, so get your questions ready for him. The Money Man, Brian Kroc, at 10:30 on Thursday. We're going to the fair, fellas. Friday we'll be live at the Red River Valley Fair with Senator Kevin Cramer, who will be in the House at the fair. So we can inspect that finger for ourselves and just see how that's coming along. Because
I'm so excited. Will there be corn dogs and funnel cakes?
He's in a battle. There will be corn
All
dogs
right
and
then.
Funnel
no.
cakes.
We're, Todd and I are in.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So there's that. Then a couple of days I want you to keep in mind later in the month, and I realize you know, things are busy and you kind of forget. But we're going to be coming up on a week from tomorrow, the Bach and Rocks Cookfest, which is one of the best events of summer every year. Trenton, North Dakota, which is by Williston, on Tuesday the 19th. We're going to do a fishing derby. We're going to take some vets fishing on the 20th. And the big Bach and Rocks fishing derby happens that Wednesday at Newtown, Four Bears Casino there on the big water. And then on Thursday, White Shield, North Dakota, for the Bach and Rocks Cookfest. Now, if you've heard about these before, and it's been a little too tough of a drive for you before, and you've never really made it before, Minot and Bismarck are in pretty close driving proximity to White Shield, and they've done a really, really neat job up there. The Mandan Hidatsu Arikara Nation, and you get a chance to see that close up, but also 2 until 4, the pros of the industry. I mean, the folks that, if they charged for information, would get big bucks. They're not going to charge you for any information. They're going to answer your questions absolutely free and do a wonderful walkthrough of where we're at in the Bakken, where we're going in the Bakken, what you need to know, add in the hydrogen these days, add in the carbon capture, carbon utilization, all these other things. Literally ask them anything. That's in White Shield on Thursday the 21st. And lest you think that's a long time away, it's a week from Thursday. My goodness. My goodness. And then on the following week, on the 28th Thursday, Ag PhD, the Hefty Boys have their big field day down near Sioux Falls, South Dakota. We're going to be there live on the 28th. So all that is coming up, and then we're going to be able to say, July is gone. July is gone. Fellas, we got to savor every day of this summer 2022.
Yeah, no kidding.
Guess who's going back to college the first week of August?
Aww.
Baby girl Haley.
Oh, yeah. Ours is move-in day is the 20th.
Oh.
Yeah, we're at ASU.
At ASU, they go super early because they get them out of there early because it's so dang hot. It doesn't help me in August when I'm schlepping stuff upstairs, I'll tell you.
But then, you know, August you got the Wee Fest starting, and then you got Sturgis. So there are lots in August, too.
There is.
It's going to be fun.
But we're on the backside of summer.
Yeah, that's true.
So, anyway, enjoy every possible thing you can
Life
do.
Life is short, folks.
And then you die. That's right. So, remember, every single day, there will be people in our audience today. This will be their last day on earth. That happens. In fact, Oof. One of the greatest, most
so
wonderful, wonderful things that happened on this program is when somebody sends me an obituary, a link to an obituary, or the actual funeral, you know, handout with the obituary information and says, my dad, my grandfather, my brother, my sister, my mother, my dad listened to this radio program all the time. They loved it. So we know there's a lot of great listeners out there, not all of whom call. What do we get, 1 or 2% that call, Todd? What's the latest statistic?
I'm thinking that number's gone down since texting came along, because now you can text into the show.
701-237-1590.
So, yeah, I think that number's gone down, if anything.
We love your text, but we love your calls more.
Yes.
We had a couple of first-time callers on Friday that got the new My Coffee from MyPillow. Magnet. Mike Lindell. Yes, he searched the world for the best coffee, found it, and now at mystore.com you can get the My Coffee. And if you go there and use the promo code Scott, you get a really good deal on the coffee. Or you can call 800-506-9028. I got a text last night from a chiropractor friend who said, I need a mattress topper. Which one would you recommend? Nothing do I love more than that.
Yeah, I was going to say. That's a no-brainer.
Nothing. It's absolutely great. So, MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Darlene Munson of Williston and Rod Fugeri. Hope I'm saying that right, from Richardton, our two winners of the callers, first-time texters to the My Coffee giveaway there. So appreciate that. All right. Speaking of texters, you can text us at 701-237-1590. You can call us at 800-506-9028. Some text rolling in. Let's get the calls rolling in as well. First-time callers, go to the front of the line on What's on Your Mind. You tell me what's on your mind. Bottom of the hour, we're going to talk Clarence Thomas. Next hour, a new tech act taking on big tech. In the meantime, your calls.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Make your summer stops at PetroServe USA for home cook and grab-and-go convenience. Great specials every day of the week. And all month long, Stone Creek Nuts and Mixers, $1.39. Those wonderful firewood packs are only $4.99, perfect for the fires at the lake. Cheez-It Puffed, 99 cents. The big king-size M&M's, $1.19. Energy drinks by Red Bull, 16-ounce size, 2 for $5. And International Delight, 2 for $4.50 in the big 15-ounce cans. Lowest price fuel, too, at PetroServe USA.
So this past Saturday, President Trump spoke at another big rally, this one in Alaska. Sarah Palin was there. Newsmax is the only major news network covering these rallies live. This is why I made the switch, and I watch Newsmax all the time and encourage you to do the same. They've had some of the best coverage on Joe Biden's dangerous programs. Every night you can see Greta Van Susteren, Rob Schmidt, and Eric Bolling. Millions are switching from the old cable networks to Newsmax. Every single day that's happening. Even President Trump says Newsmax is really good. It's now the fourth highest rated cable news channel and the fastest growing news channel. Think about that. So get all the details of Trump's big news, his upcoming rallies, and more, plus breaking reports from Newsmax. You can text the word REMIND at 39747. That's REMIND at 39747. Trump is also set to make a major announcement, so don't miss this. Text REMIND to 39747. I made the switch to Newsmax. You should too.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
She gets what she wants all the time.
What's on Your Mind, brought to you by Gateway Building Systems. The folks that understand the success of your farm is dependent on storage. They're the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., so they provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, millwright services, towers, conveyors, the works. They've helped farmers customize their operations. Their mission to do the same for you, planning and design, completed, clean, and efficient farm sites. You can rest assured knowing that the Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions beginning to end. Make sure to take advantage of the discounts on their black solid bins right now to gatewaybuilding.com, gatewaybuilding.com. Texter says, oh no, Chuck U has COVID. Who is Chuck U? I'm trying
Schumer.
To...
Schumer's got COVID.
S doesn't...
Chuck U Schumer.
Schumer doesn't start with S. I'm confused. Anyway...
No, that's what Rush used to call him, Chuck U.
Oh, did he really?
Chuck
okay.
U Schumer. Chuck yeah, he's Schumer. He's vaxxed and double boosted. Triple boosted, maybe.
I don't understand the connotation there. But anyway, okay, so Chuck has COVID, vaccinated twice, and has had all available boosters.
Mm-hmm.
Are you laughing yet?
Ha!
Said a listener. Texture says, the Republicans fought Trump harder than they ever have any leftists. I would say that's not accurate. I would say some Republicans fought Trump harder than ever, even harder than they fought any leftists. But that's sort of the John McCain, Mitt Romney wing of the Republican Party, Liz Cheney.
Which are the rhinos, in the opinion of many.
Yeah, and I'm not big on the rhino label for the only reason that if everybody's a rhino, nobody's a rhino. But I think it's fair to call those people rhinos.
Yep.
If they are fighting Donald Trump harder than they're fighting leftists.
Amen.
I'll give you that. No doubt about it. I think we tend to throw that label around a little too much in North Dakota, where, like, if you listen to some people. My favorite example is during the primary battles where they're doing these voting ID, kind of a vote guide. Here's what your legislators voted on. They had Yana Murdahl, not pro-life. The most pro-life legislator in the state legislature of North Dakota, bar none. So, you know, it gets to be a little goofy. And I think the people we've mentioned there fit that label. And don't get me started on Burgum's politics of personal destruction against those who dared to oppose him. Yeah, I think that strategy didn't work out real well for the governor. But I have to say there's a part of me that also applauds somebody having the cojones. What is that word short for again? I forget. Having the cojones to say, I'm going to put my money where my mouth is. I'm not a big fan of this person. You know that in this case the governor used his own money to do this. I would not have done it if I were him. I think it was not the right decision to so publicly go against the Republicans that he disagreed with, you know, especially when now you're switching back and forth to saying, well, we're going to be for the endorsed candidate or not the endorsed candidate. We're opposing the endorsed candidate. It's dangerous territory if you expect people to come together come legislature time and be on your team. Do you know what I mean? But does anybody else agree with me that being that transparent and putting your money where your mouth is deserves some credit? Even if it wasn't the right decision? Yes?
Mm-hmm.
No? Maybe?
Yep. I would say.
I don't know.
Gutsy.
It is, but I could see how it upset some people.
Yeah.
But there again, that's a gutsy move because you know you're going to upset some people. You just are. So, all right. Texture says, Kelly from Hermosa. Where's there a Hermosa? Only Hermosa I know is California. Is there other Hermosas out there? Is there a Hermosa?
I know a mimosa, but that's me. I don't know. I'm thinking the one you're thinking of.
God knows a mimosa. Anyway, Kelly from somewhere says, I understand why people are upset with you, Scott. Your go-along to get along on ESG and carbon capture. To accept any of this is fatal to our way of life. I will expect you to swallow the entire pill, and when it comes to the social part, you should have the same get-along to go along, or you will be a hypocrite. All right, let's unpack this a little bit. Texters are flowing in with your comments at 701-237-1590. Callers are welcome. 2580550. 701-258-0550. People are upset with me that the go-along to get-along with ESG and carbon capture.
Caller says Hermosa is South Dakota.
Oh, in South Dakota, okay.
One I wasn't familiar with.
Me either, but I love it. By the way, I talked to the first dude on Friday.
Oh, in South Dakota?
Brian Noem.
Yeah?
Had a nice hour-long chat with him. Stopped to see him at his insurance agency in Bryan, South Dakota. Christy had to head west, so I didn't see her, but she had just left before I got there. But had a chance to talk with Brian. You know, he's doing a small town tour, and I said, I've done a show before from Rossall, North Dakota. You guys know where Rossall is?
Mm-hmm.
It is tinier than tiny. Right there tucked in the, what would be, I guess, the northeast corner of South Dakota. He said, I've not done my small town tour there. Let's do one. I said, I'll come down and do the show. So folks in Rossall and the region, hold us to that. We're going to do that. But I didn't know there was a Hermosa. I bet he's been there. He probably knew it. Anyway, I would ask anybody to answer this question. How do we opt out of ESG? Carbon management is one way to play the game, if you will. And I'm recognizing it's a game, folks. I'm not saying it's a good idea. I'm saying it's a direct result of climate action insanity. But if we can capture ESG and utilize it for enhanced oil recovery, why wouldn't we do that? If Iowa says, hey, North Dakota, we're going to create jobs with a pipeline. We're going to give you an opportunity to take our CO2 and store it because you have the proper geology and we don't. Why do we say no to that? Now, maybe we say no in your eyes because it's stupid that we're playing this game. I get it. But explain to me how we opt out. Explain to me how we opt out in North Dakota. Because to me, the only way we opt out is to say goodbye modern agriculture, goodbye the future of oil and gas. That's what I'm getting at. Anyway, I want some answers to that question. In the meantime, let's find out what's on Craig's mind. Craig, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, Scott. I want to talk about the January 6th prisoners that are being held under what we understand are horrible conditions and the lackluster Republicans, less than five have gone to see them. I called your show months ago, told Kevin Cramer that Mark Levin had a heck of an expose last night on what's going on, and his response was, I've got better things to do with my time than watch that. How am I supposed to back the Republicans? I don't trust them. These guys deserve stuff that were in January 6th. Some deserve prison, some don't. But horrible conditions? No. This isn't Russia. Where is the backing of the Republicans?
Yeah, it's a good question. It's a good question, Craig, and I don't know where that's at as far as how many are still in these horrendous conditions. I know that you're right. A handful of members of Congress went to visit. We're due for an update there. Congressman Armstrong's on Wednesday. He's taken a unique position on this and saying, yeah, they are being held and they are being detained too long, but guess what happens every day in every court in America? That's his point. I still say, well, it not only ought not happen in Washington, D.C., it might not happen anywhere. I mean, people ought to be able to have due process and not be held indefinitely because of some political vendetta. 100% agree with you. But we'll ask. More after this on What's on Your Mind.
Take it from the people that own one. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 is the best. Here's Dennis to tell us why.
I knew Vince for a number of years through the YMCA. So he had been after me a long time to think about this, to get one. You're going to feel good. I said, Vince, I'm going to buy one from you. And that's what I did. It's so relaxing. We have the stereo on outside of the deck. Promotes time of relaxation and a time of fellowship. And it's been wonderful.
Hot Spring Spas, Pool Tables 2, West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks 2.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming June auctions include 320 acres of cropland in Stark County, 158 acres of excellent cropland in Barnes County, 240 acres of crop and pasture land in Towner County, 157 acres of excellent cropland in Renville County, and 99 acres of potential development land near Big Detroit Lake in Detroit Lakes, Minnesota, and excellent farm equipment retirement auctions. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden will host an event today marking the passage of the most significant federal gun legislation in nearly 30 years and calling on Congress to do more to reduce firearm violence that will only hinder law-abiding Americans. President Biden on Sunday encouraged Americans to keep protesting the Supreme Court's decision overturning Roe, as a large number of Americans approve of states making abortion laws in an effort to save the lives of babies. Biden is ready to make the issue a public health emergency, again relying on executive order.
Keep protesting, because keep making your point. It's critically important. We can do a lot of things to accommodate the rights of women. In the meantime, but fundamentally, the only thing that's going to change this is if we have a national law.
USA Radio News.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hungry for some home cooking. Are you? You're hungry for home cooking and grab-a-go convenience? Where do you go?
PetroServe USA.
Where are you really?
Linden location.
All right, lowest price fuel around and home cooking and grab-a-go convenience. What's not to love, huh? You know what else? Today, any fresh baked muffin is 99 cents. That's right. I said it. America's T-shirts are $9.99. Twizzlers are $1.69. 5 ounce of giant sunflower seeds, $1.39. The Jack Link's Wild River 3 1/4 ounce package, $4.99. Any size coffee, cappuccino, or fountain pop, you get that monster pail at 79 cents. My gosh. And they still have king-size candy bars for $1.39. I paid $4 for a candy bar in Norway. $4 for a little thing.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. Unbelievable. Yep. $1.39 for the big ones, king size and all kinds of flavors. So, and the Ghost Energy drink, 16 ounces, 2 for $4, plus home cook and grab-and-go convenience. Lowest price fuel around, PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you. Mary in Manitoba. What's on your mind, Mary?
Hi, how are you today?
Fantastic, how are you?
Good. So I'm calling from Manitoba. I was raised in the U.S. and I moved to Canada when I got married. And I just want to tell you guys, like, don't give an inch on your freedoms, because Canadians have, and they're never coming back. Right now, I want to go home and visit my family. To come home to Canada, I'm not vaccinated. The hoops I have to jump through, I have to have 3 negative tests. I have to fill out this government app. I have to quarantine for 14 days and be checked on daily by health inspectors. There's never going to be an end to this, because nobody's fighting it. The truckers tried fighting it, and their leader's sitting in jail right now. So when Kramer's on, tell him, like, open that border. Let's get rid of this dumb vaccine garbage. It doesn't work. You just said Chuck Schumer's got it. He's back to the max. Trudeau's had it twice. I mean, freedom, once you give it up, it's gone. These politicians are going to take as much as you give them, and they're never going to give it back. My husband can't come visit my family with me because he's not vaccinated. He's got 2 brothers down there, but who cares? His brother ain't going to be able to come to Canada to visit his mom because he's not vaccinated. He's not a Canadian citizen. This whole thing, I don't know where it's going to end. Like, what do you guys see? What do you see an end to this COVID nonsense, or is this just going to be milked for all it's worth?
Well, I don't know. Joe Biden recently said the next pandemic, so he's got one on the calendar, I guess.
Well, we leave it to Trudeau, too, that little dictator. He'll.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Now Trudeau's now giving Ukraine something so they can give, or sorry, Russia something so they can, like, he's basically breaking the sanctions. He's going to give them some turbine or something so they can ship more oil to Germany. Like, Trudeau's just a little, anyway, communist.
He's a wimpy little weasel is what he is. Mary, explain to me why you think Manitobans and Canadians in general have been so quick to give up their freedoms. Do you think they realized, was it drip, 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 and now they're like waking up? Is there any, you know, can you point to any activism to say, hey, this is, you know, like a Tea Party type movement? What's the lay of the land there?
Well, I think the trucker movement was the Tea Party type of movement, and Trudeau shut that down so fast, and now this Tamara Leach, she's back in jail because she breached her bail condition supposedly, which she didn't actually do, and he's making an example of them, but I don't actually have a huge feel of what the Canadian population thinks about this because the media here is censored heavily. So we farm, so we kind of like, we're not hanging out like with your average Joe. But people that I talk to, like nurses, we have a friend who's a judge actually, where, places where the vaccine has been mandated and people fell for it. What I'm being told is that people have had it. And I think what the truckers did up here was they rallied that, the most unifying thing that happened in Canada in the last 2 years. They united Canadians. Canadians woke up and said, hey, forget it. We don't want this garbage anymore. And Trudeau realized that, but he's so power hungry, he's now just turned into a complete dictator. And he doesn't care what Canadians think. So I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, we're not due for elections for another 3 years or something. And I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen because, like I told your screener, on Canada Day on July 1st in Ottawa, they were having more protests. They actually had security checkpoints, and they were screening signs. You weren't allowed in if your sign said something that wasn't popular, including a law firm. All they had on their sign was, need help with COVID restrictions, call us. They weren't allowed with that sign into this protest. So I think what the government's doing and what the people want is so detached. But my message is, like, I guess, for Americans, the Canadian border isn't really the first thing on their mind. It's got to be opened up on the U.S. side. Kramer's got to hammer that. Like, it's got to be open so that families can be united. And Canada's excuse is, well, the U.S. has their border restrictions. Well, get rid of them in the U.S., and then Canada doesn't have an excuse. It's just, I don't know, the feeling, level of frustration and fear of the government, it's just, well, you can probably hear it in my voice. It's just awful. It's a very scary feeling. But
well, Mary,
my message is, hold on to your freedom. Don't give an inch, because once they're gone, you're never getting them back.
My hope is, Mary, and a prayer, that you've awakened enough Americans to realize how quick it can fall away. And in the meantime, you need a Clarence Thomas in a U.S. Supreme Court in a 6-3 majority.
And a constitution.
So some of these things can be lawyered up. Yeah, exactly right. Thanks, Mary. Appreciate it so much. Speaking of Clarence Thomas, there's a new book, and it is a part of the story that was also told in a movie about Clarence Thomas. I was reading in some left-wing publication that Clarence Thomas is at the peak of his power, and I thought, well, even a blind squirrel finds a nut every now and then. The quote was, Justice Thomas is suddenly, for the first time since his confirmation, the main character at the Supreme Court. He's a lot more than a character. He's a force. And the book is called Created Equal, Clarence Thomas in His Own Words, an incredible life story. Pretty amazing. Co-author of the book, Michael Pack, joins us on the program today. Hey, Michael, how are you?
Thank you for having me on your show.
Love, love, love the movie, and I'm so excited to read the book as well. Unusual in that usually there's a book that leads to the movie. You guys did it the opposite way, right?
Well, that's right. That's right. I made the movie. I was the producer-director a couple years ago, just before COVID. And it was based on a long interview with Clarence Thomas and his wife, Ginny. They're the only ones interviewed. The film and the book are called subtitled Clarence Thomas in His Own Words. Because in the film, he looks right at you and tells his life story as he understands it. And it was based on over 30 hours of interview time with the two of them over several months, the longest interview any Supreme Court justice has ever granted anyone. So I was very honored. But it was only a two-hour movie, and so there was a lot of additional material, and my co-author, Mark Paoletta, who's a longtime friend of the Thomases, thought we should take some of that other material and put it in a book, which we have now done. It has 95% new material, but I appeal to your listeners to both see the film and read the book. They are complimentary. You can do both. The film is still available. It's still streaming. It's on Salem Now. It's on Amazon. It's on many places. You can go to our website, manifoldproductions.com, to find out where. And the book is on Amazon and Barnes & Nobles and everywhere else. And you can do both or give them to your children or grandchildren. And the film, I want to point out, was broadcast nationally on PBS. And we really think it's important for people who don't agree with Clarence Thomas to see the film and read the book. The goal is to make sure people understand where he's coming from. As you implied earlier, the media is misreporting everything he says and does and his life, which was our impulse to do the film and the book in the first place.
Yeah, they hate him. They really do. And by the way, my wife and I saw the movie at the theater when it first came out. And we sat there afterwards and just wanted to weep openly as to how someone so good with so much character could be so mistreated. It is unbelievable. A lesser man would have said, screw this, I'm out of here. And he never did. He never did. He just fought through it. I mean, the character of that and the upbringing, his just life story is such a great American story. It's so sick what the left does to people, you know, the how they will destroy people and how they will, you know, malign them and just establish a narrative that is so far from the truth. That's why I really appreciate what you did, Michael, with the film. And I'm so glad you're doing more with Mark on the book as well, because this story needs to be told. And we need to understand how the left operates, don't we?
Absolutely. I think in any reasonable country, Clarence Thomas's story would be an inspiration to everybody. As you say, he came from the dire poverty in the deep South, in the segregated South, from further back than virtually anyone in American history, and from there to the Supreme Court. I mean, it's an amazing story with lots of twists and turns. You know, goes through a radical period where he's, embraces the Black Panthers and others, only to kind of come back to his core values. It's just a great story. And as you say, as soon as he became a public figure in the 80s working for Reagan, the attacks started and they have not ceased. They reached one peak during his contentious confirmation battle in 1991 with the charges of sexual harassment from Anita Hill. But in a sense, they're at another peak now with death threats and horrible profane signs, which I don't think I should repeat on the air, and, you know, awful. I mean, it's because he is an important, powerful person. All the more reason people should try to understand him, read the book, see the film.
And by the way, the leftist attacks have not stopped. Chuck Schumer, the majority leader of the United States Senate, got up in front of the U.S. Supreme Court and said, let's unleash the fury, and you're not going to know what hit you.
Unbelievable.
I mean, think of that. And, these attacks continue. By the way, the Senate has passed, given what's been happening with the increased level of attacks and threats on the Supreme Court after the Roe versus Wade decision, the Senate said we need additional security for Supreme Court justices, and the House still hasn't done it. They might vote on it today, maybe. They've been sitting on their hands. Just think about this.
I think it's shocking that any member of the House voted against a bill to give Supreme Court justices added protection when there have been actual death threats. I mean, I can't understand why it's not unanimous. I believe in protecting, the liberal members of the court just as much as the conservative members of the court. There's no, death threats are a scary thing. I like my subject, Clarence Thomas. I'm an admirer of Abraham Lincoln, and he was appalled by violence like that, even in just causes like abolitionism. So it's not good for America to descend this way. And you're right, I think, to call attention to the fact that senior leaders in America are now saying things, shocking things about Clarence Thomas. That may make it a little bit different even than it was in 1991. As you say, Chuck Schumer, Lori Lightfoot, I mean, the number, Kamala Harris, the numbers got, they're just a huge number, and it's pretty shocking.
It sure is. Hang tight, if you would, Michael. We're going to finish this chat on the other break. I want to talk a little bit about what's next for Clarence Thomas and how much longer we think he might do. He's such a valuable member of the court for the conservative cause. Stay tuned, if you would. We're brought to you today by our friends at Patriot Mobile. They're mobilizing freedom. You switch to Patriot Mobile now, and they'll give you free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching so easy. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. Are you still sending money to Verizon to fight against everything you care about? Think about that, folks. PatriotMobile/FLAGFAMILY or call 972-PATRIOT and sign up with a mobile freedom carrier that cares like you do about what you do.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. Well, what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Hello, this is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services.
I'm here, and I'm just asking one of my clients kind of what their experiences were doing their estate plan. Would you be willing just to share a couple thoughts on that, Mark?
I went into the experience without, I guess, just a very general knowledge from friends and coworkers as to, you know, what we really should be doing. But without much of a framework, and certainly no knowledge of the details involved, Mark was very helpful, presenting all the options, ultimately walking us through the whole process of setting up the system and challenge, because I don't live right here where my mom does. We see each other when I visit, so there was a lot of coordination involved, and he really helped us out with that, too.
Let us help you, too.
Call us now. You'll be glad you did. That's 701-318-0908.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Have you set aside a supply of food for the potential food shortages about to happen? If you could buy one superfood that would support your energy, immunity, tissue repair, healing, detoxification, and have anti-inflammatory effects, would you be interested? There is one product that confers all of these benefits, and it is called Green Meadow Whey. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold, sterilized, non-denatured, frequency-encoded whey protein powder on the market. When you add some flax oil to your whey protein drink, then Green Meadow Whey becomes a complete meal, addressing the amino acid and fatty acid requirements of the body. Each scoop of Green Meadow Whey supplies your body with 24 grams of an easy-to-digest protein. Green Meadow Whey's shelf life is indefinite when kept free of moisture. A 5-pound bag of Green Meadow Whey lasts 76 days at one scoop per day. For a convenient and powerfully nourishing storable food, consider Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's best, W-H-E-Y, protein.net.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Back to some open phone time after the top of the hour news, weather update for you, and also taking on big tech with the American Choice and Innovation Online Act in our focus about bottom of next hour. All coming up on What's on Your Mind. We continue our conversation with Michael Pack. Michael is the filmmaker, the story by Clarence Thomas, and co-author of the book now, Created Equal, Clarence Thomas in His Own Words. And I recommend the movie to everybody. You know, what Michael described earlier of, you know, an interview with Clarence Thomas and his wife made into a movie might sound like you're watching paint dry, but the way he did what he did is so compelling. And the story that really Clarence and Ginny Thomas tell you by looking at you in the eye is riveting. It really is. And you learn so much about how people that are conservative are treated by the swamp in the United States of America. At some point, Donald Trump could do the same thing. He could do the same thing and walk through. And like Clarence Thomas, much of what Donald Trump's been accused of, he's been vindicated of. So, you know, the more sunlight this gets, the better. Just to finish on the attacks, here is the White House press secretary. I affectionately refer to her as KG. And she is answering a question from the Ducey lad at Fox News Channel about the disruption of Brett Kavanaugh's dinner. Out with family and friends for a dinner, and somehow somebody gets a tip that he's there, and they descend on this restaurant. Restaurant was furious. Kavanaugh said to go out a back door. Just ridiculous. But KG evidently is okay with this, right?
Peaceful protest. People should be allowed to be able to do that.
In a restaurant.
If it's outside of a restaurant, if it's peaceful, for sure.
Really?
Peaceful protest.
Yeah.
Really?
Really. I mean, that's where we find ourselves at, Michael, don't we? I can't hear Michael, Daniel. Oh, somehow we lost our connection to Michael. That just happened here? Hopefully he'll call us back here in just a moment. Texture says, my wife and I are pro-life. We attended the abortion rally in downtown Fargo Saturday evening, not to protest, but to pray silently and meet some of the people. That's a peaceful protest, by the way. If you don't like Brett Kavanaugh, and you happen to know where he is eating dinner, go out there and pray silently. That's a peaceful protest.
Well, what she just said...
Doesn't matter what you do.
That's Katie bar the door. Now, house, restaurant, at the park, at the school, anywhere. As long as it's peaceful, that's okay.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Is that okay if we descend on her when she's out to dinner with her wife and friends or whatever?
That happened to Sarah Sanders Huckabee. You know?
I've had enough of this. This is ridiculous.
Texter goes on to say, here's my takeaway of the event Saturday evening. First, they are extremely well-financed and organized, they being the protesters. Second, it wasn't just an abortion rally. It was a smorgasbord of leftist causes. Philosophically, they are closer to pagans than Christians in their worldview. And third, I had an opportunity to visit with some of the pro-abortion people there. It quickly became apparent that in their grief over their own abortions, they attended the rally to be reminded that it was just a clump of cells. But from the looks on their faces and the overwhelming sense of sadness I felt amongst the group, that argument may have spoken to their heads but not their hearts. There are a lot of deeply wounded women because of abortion. This is something I've talked about before and I'll continue to say, is something that is ignored or glossed over, because there are not only physical health ramifications to the act of killing an unborn baby. Much more so is the mental anguish that comes. So we should love them both, the mother and the child. And we should advocate for this holocaust of abortion to end in the United States in love of both the mother and the child, if we really care about innocent life, human life, because it's horrible, it's awful, it's terrible. Texture says that caller from Canada absolutely nailed it. Why don't we question the benefit of the vax anymore? It surely isn't as effective as we originally hoped. Unvaxxed do not increase any risk to the vax, so why is the push to get vaxxed? Is there an answer? Another texter says, she was dead on about the border. Open the border. We're going to ask Congressman Armstrong about that question Wednesday, along with the January 6th prisoners, as well as Senator Kevin Cramer on Friday, who will join us in our talk radio town hall live from the Red River Valley Fair. Will that be fun or will that be fun? Part of the 10 best days of summer. We absolutely love it. What's on your mind brought to you in part by our friends at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Here's the top five reasons why now is the right time to own a hot spring spa. Number one, they are in stock and ready to deliver right now. Two, 12-month no interest, no payment financing. You can use it all summer long. You pay for it over 12 months. Absolute best ownership experience is three. Better massage, better water, better energy. Means you'll use it more. Four is wellness. You get out better than what you got in. And five is every day made better. Hot spring spas and pool tables too. Fargo, Bismarck. West Fargo, actually. Bismarck and Grand Forks. Tell them Scott sent you.
Gateway Building Systems is proud to be a new AGI Ben dealer, the global leader in steel manufacturing, designed with exceptional flexibility and quality in mind. Storing your grain and non-corrosive materials has never been easier. With AGI Bens, your options are endless. You'll find everything you need to keep your farm running and successful. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
Now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but actually does something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. Switch to Patriot Mobile now. Get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is easy. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. Or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
88-18.